This is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some students from fourth grade who are going to talk about technology. What is your name? What do you want to talk about?
My name is Lindsay Waters, and I want to talk about how you can do the sensors that, like, because there's Spiro, and you have to know how to code. And if you don't know how to code, you should just ask the teacher for help, because there's steps to make Spiro move. Because if you just press the button and just move it around, that won't be fair, because you have to go through courses to, like, make it go around.
And what do you, because maybe someone who's listening doesn't know what you're talking about, doesn't know what Spiro is. What is the Spiro thing you're talking about? What happens?
Spiro is a robotic that has a sense inside it, and it connects to Bluetooth, and it moves around.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. And next we have, hello, what is your name and what would you like to talk about?
My name is Yamila Siva. I like to talk about Spiro. He is a fun robot, but you also have to pay attention on how to do it, because it's not all fun and games. You have to code also. Pay attention how you're going to do something, because the thing is, you have to get the Spiro to the pig, which is the other box. So it's not a driving game, but it is a code. It's coding. You put the way, it's like Angry Birds. You put the way where it wants to turn, where it's supposed to drive, and where you want it to go. And it takes a lot of practice, because it's not easy. It's actually pretty hard, but when you practice, it gets easier and easier. And that's all.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. And next, we have, what is your name and what would you like to talk about?
My name is Priscilla, and I would like to talk about the movies, because the movies is a fun activity, but you could only do movies during centers, or if you're done doing your work, if you ask Mr. O'Sullivan. You could work with a partner, or you could do it by yourself. It's really fun, though.
What kind of movies do you like to make?
I like to make movies that come out, like, with the Legos and stuff like that.
And what apps do you use?
iMovie or Stop Motion.
What is Stop Motion? How does that work?
Stop Motion is an app that basically controls, like, the movie, and you can make it move slower or faster.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. And next we have, what is your name and what would you like to talk about?
Haida. My name is Haida, and I would like to talk about iMovie.
You want to talk about iMovie?
So how you use it. You're supposed to take a picture, then you put it in iMovie. You can make a commercial or a movie. You could use your voice with it by pressing the voice button, and you could make it shorter or longer, however you like.
What kind of movies have you made?
I made commercial, like Six Flags. I made other fun stuff. You could use it whenever you want.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. And next we have,
I'm Michelle, and what I want to talk about is Google Drive, and what you can use with Google Drive is, like, you can save a lot of your passwords or the work that you do on the wall to there, so you'll never really lose it. And then another thing is for the loops and coding, it's like the loops are when you put a move, and then you just put, like, the repeat block around it, so that way you don't have to put a million blocks for what you want to move. You can just put one for the couple blocks.
Rochelle, you sound like a technology expert. Do you use technology a lot in the classroom?
Yes.
And why do you like using technology in the classroom?
Because it's much easier, and it helps you, like, find things that you really want to find, and it helps you find out about projects and research and stuff.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. And next, we have,
David Luna.
What would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about the internet and about the Google Drive. The Google Drive isn't just a hard drive. It gets stored in the cloud, which is a secret place where they hold everything that you see and publish. And I would also like to talk about cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is something when a person is being rude when in the internet, and they make you feel bad about yourself, and they post embarrassing pictures of you.
Why is it important for kids to know about cyberbullying?
Because if you do get cyberbullied, you will never know what they're doing, and you will never know when they're gonna do it.
So if you're being cyberbullied, what can you do?
Just turn off the computer, or tell a teacher or your parents, or you could just ignore the picture.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else?
No.
Thank you. And next we have
Rachel Cardenas. One of my favorite things to do is printing, 3D printing, because you can make your own Angry Bird and other things.
What is 3D printing?
3D printing is where you can make 3D stuff like Angry Birds, some blocks.
And how do you use 3D printing?
You gotta first go to Tanti Tech on Extra Extra, and then put 3D printing, and then it'll show you the instructions to use 3D printing.
And what kinds of things have you made?
I made some cool things, like I tried to make a pink Angry Bird.
Very good. Thank you for sharing your ideas.
Thank you.
And next we have
Dulce. One of my favorite things is the movie, because you get to make your own movies, and the movies that I make are funny.
What kind of movies do you make?
Some funny ones, but otherwise, I really like the movie.
What kind of apps do you use to make movies?
The stop motion.
And what else?
That's all.
If somebody doesn't know anything about stop motion, what is stop motion?
Stop motion is when you take pictures of what, and you get little characters, and you make them do stuff, and then you take a picture, and then it turns into a movie.
And once you've made your movie, what can you do with it then?
You could take a picture of it and share it on the wall.
Publish it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, fourth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.